Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about crow hunting gear. Now, I've covered firearms and ammo for crow hunting in previous episode. I've covered calls and decoys in a previous episode. Today, we're going to be talking about the gear. What else do you need to get into the woods? Obviously, you need a shotgun. Decoys really help. You have to have a call. But what else do you need? So let's work our way from the ground up, right? So first of all, you need some decent shoes, some boots. I recommend you get some light boots. Even if you're in the winter time, you're going to be covering ground. Chances are you're not going to be sitting still for more than 20 minutes in any particular area, maybe a half hour if you see some action. But then you're going to be up and moving from one spot to another spot. So you need some boots, some hiking boots or some hunting boots. You know, camo obviously always helps, but something that is just, you know, a good woodsy color that blends in will work just fine most of the time. So you need something that you can walk and cover some ground in that, you know, obviously you want some insulation because often you're going to be out when it's cool or cold or colder. So you want it to be able to keep your foot warm, but you shouldn't need a heavy 1,000 grams of thinsulate or anything like that. You want something that you can move in that's not going to wear you out to cover ground. And then coming up, you're going to want some, I recommend for socks, just wear one layer of like a heavy wool sock and then maybe a light sock under that, you know, 1 to 2 layers depending on the weather. If it's cold outside, I'll usually wear just a nice thin, it's not that thin, but I have these black, I wear them as dress socks even in the winter. They're just sort of a heavy dress sock, but they're a nice polyester blend. They keep your foot warm most of the time. And then I'll put a nice heavy wool sock over that. But if it's warm out, you know, you can get away with one regular sock, right? So you definitely need camo pants. You got to have a camo jacket or camo shirt or camo coat, depending on the weather. You got to be fully decked out in camo. That also means camo gloves. I've got some really nice light camo gloves I got for $10. They work great in the summertime. And then in the winter, you know, any layer or any level of heaviness and warmth that you need in terms of glove action. I've got some really nice, those gloves/mittens where the mittens fold up over your fingers. And what I'll do when it gets real cold is I'll wear my lighter camo gloves underneath those. So my fingers that are sticking out through the cutoff finger holes still have a glove on them. And if I'm sitting for a real long time, then I can flip over the mitten part. But whatever you need, depending on the weather and the summertime, of course, you need the lightest glove you can possibly find. Now, next, you need to cover your face. You got to have some sort of a face mask, a mesh. What I like to use in the summer is I went to Walmart one day and spent like $5 or $10, and they just had these nice head meshings. You just put it right over your head. There's two little elastic bands just to hold it in place. You can put them wherever you want. And just a nice cutout eye area for your eyes. It weighs nothing. It breathes. You stay cool in it. It breaks up the outline of your face. It works really nice. You can use something that's more form-fitting, but you got to have something camo on your face. Black is the next best thing to camo. But you need something on your face so that you're not seen. Now, can you get away with hunting without something on your face? Of course. It all depends on your setup. If you have a good blind, you can get away with having less. But if you're literally just going to sit or stand in the woods and try to call them in and get them close, it's going to get tougher and tougher the less camo you have, the less you've got on your face, because they're going to spot you eventually. And, you know, my philosophy is it's only a matter of time before they spot you, period, no matter what you're wearing. But good gear and good camo can buy you more time till they get closer and you're able to get a better shot off. But you want to have something camo going on in your face. And, of course, you need some sort of a camo hat. You can wear, like, a camo baseball cap in the summertime. I personally prefer to wear a camo tassel cap because, well, I feel like with the baseball cap, whenever I move my head, that big bill is sticking out in front. And that is just augmenting and amplifying your movement. So a slight head movement, you've got this big bill that turns. And I feel like that is more visible than a tassel cap, which is form-fitting. But it depends on the weather. If it is, you know, 85 degrees out in July, I'm not going to wear a tassel cap. I'm going to wear the lightest, coolest hat I can find with the lightest mesh face thing I can find, and you know, a camo long sleeve t-shirt. In the wintertime, you know, I think it's easier actually to hunt in the winter because you can just layer up and there's so many more options of what you can wear, because I think it's easier to stay warm than it is to stay cool, because most hunting gear is made to keep you warm. So you want to keep that in mind. You got to be covered on your face as well. So you're talking head to toe in camo is ideal. Now, of course, black, if you don't have camo, is where you can get started. Piece together everything you have that's black. You can wear a ski mask, black pants, anything that'll blend into the woods, black or brown. I don't recommend new hunters go out and just buy a brand new camo wardrobe because, one, you don't know if you like this kind of hunting yet. You don't know if it's something you want to do, and without any experience doing it, you don't know what kind of gear that you would like or appreciate. So piece together whatever you have, whatever you can find without spending any money or without spending much money, and then go with that. Then you can start picking up little pieces here and there. You can go to Walmart. You can go to some of those discount retailers like Ollie's or whatever you have near you, and you can pick up little pieces of gear here and there, sort of cobble some stuff together. And if you're really into it, then you can invest in some more serious gear. But by that point, you'll have a good understanding of what do you like, what do you appreciate, what works good. Now, you're going to have a backpack of some kind. I recommend a good hunting pack, but here's the thing. When you're crow hunting, you've got calls, and you've probably got decoys. So you got a nice electronic collar, you're going to need a backpack for that. You're going to need something to carry your decoys in. They make decoy bags, which is basically just a mesh bag that is, you know, just fits whatever shape the decoys are. Those work good. You can carry them in a plastic bag, or you can carry them in a shopping bag into the woods, and then fold the shopping bag up and hide it when you get ready to do your setup. So there's a lot of options there, but you need to have some sort of a backpack device, something to hold your stuff. And you also definitely want to take some water with you, and snacks do not hurt.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. MidwayUSA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7. With super fast shipping, MidwayUSA.com.
Beyond that, you want to think about having something to sit on. I like those nice little folding cushions. There's often you'll get one that's a cushion to sit on, as well as maybe a folding back to it. They make those for, you know, tree stands, for deer hunting, for ground hunting, all sorts of stuff. They weigh very little. You could just clip it onto your pouch, or tie it on your belt. You don't have to, you want something you don't have to carry, or maybe there's a strap you can put it over your shoulder, because you want to keep your hands free and your arms free when you're walking through the woods. But some sort of a cushion to sit on. Now, the number one reason for the cushion is not comfort. It is to keep you dry. Often, you're going to find the best place to set up for crow hunting is, you don't know, it might be wet, might be muddy, might be all sorts of random brush and stuff there. And if you got a good cushion you can just throw down, then that really helps you out in terms of keeping you dry, keeping you from getting muddy, and keeping you from having to spend too much time clearing stuff out and finding or making the perfect spot. A lot more places become a good place to set up if you've got a nice foldable cushion that is insulated and waterproof. So I recommend that no matter what time of year you're going out. If you've got a turkey vest, that can work good for crow hunting because you got that seat built into it, and you can throw some extra gear and water into the game pouch, and you can go that route if you've already got something like that. But you want to think about, what am I going to sit on? You got to think about, you know, am I covered from head to toe in camo or in black, or what can I do to keep as little skin visible as possible? And you want to think about, how mobile can I be? Now, in certain places, you can set up a crow blind, and you can set up a field with a couple dozen decoys, and you could sit there and hunt half a day or the whole day. That's excellent. If you've got that kind of a setup, then you need to think about blinds. You need to think about concealment in terms of, is it a blind you sit in? Are you just setting up some material in order to shield you from a particular direction where they're coming from? That's sort of a different kind of hunting. Now, in certain places of the country, that's it. That's pretty much what you've got. That's the way to go. And so if that's you, honestly, I think you have it easier. And you can sort of, you know, you're going to need a chair at that point. You're going to need to set up a little differently. I think most people, though, are going to be going about this the way that I've been describing it is. You're going to find a spot. You're going to set up there for 20 minutes, a half hour, do some calling. Whatever comes in, take your shots at it. And then once they stop coming in, you might get 2, 3, 4 waves of crows that come in. You get diminishing returns to the point where they just stop coming in after a while because you have... you've either alerted or scared or just not appealed to whatever crows are when earshot. But when you can set up in a blind and hunt there all day, usually that is surrounded by some serious agricultural land where there are thousands of crows within earshot. And you've got all sorts of farms and crops or livestock or what have you around there. And there's just no end to the crows that are going to come in. But most people, you're hunting in the woods. There may be some fields here and there, and you're going to set up. You're going to hunt in one particular area for a half hour. Then you're going to get up, cover some ground, hunt another area for a half hour, get up, cover some ground, hunt another area for a half hour. And the nice thing about that kind of hunting that I've talked about many times is you don't have to be all that stealthy. You don't have to be all that quiet. You don't want to just make all sorts of clamor and calamity, but you want to, you know, you can talk to a hunting partner when you're walking. You can do some exploring and some scouting. You don't have to watch every twig and so forth and so on. You've got some flexibility because the crows are going to come from some distance towards the call. And in most places, crows are used to people being around. So, you know, they're used to sounds. They're used to hearing stuff. What they're not going to do is come in real close when they can see people standing there. So that's why you need the concealment options. And then you need to be prepared to just be out in the woods for a little while. When I go crow hunting, it's usually a half day deal, right? I might go out, you know, a little bit after dawn, and then we're hunting from 7 in the morning until lunchtime, whenever we decide to hang it up and go get some lunch. Sometimes it's an afternoon hunt. Maybe it's just a couple hours in the afternoon or evening if we're up at camp or something. But most of the time, for me, it's a half-day deal. So you got to have some water. It's good to have some snacks. And just for the weather, you want to be prepared to just cover some ground. You want to be prepared. Maybe you need to have an umbrella with you. Maybe you need, whatever you got to have. A backpack is good to keep your gear, to keep your calls. And then you have to have something in mind for your decoys. So that's the majority of it. Hope that's helpful for you guys. Please go to the website, newhuntersguide.com. I would love for you guys to submit some questions. Let me know what you're interested in. Let me know what we can go deeper on. We could do some future episodes on, or some topics that we can cover in the future. Would love to take that and just build that out and take your recommendations and just answer questions you have via email. We've done that in the past. Happy to do it. Just go to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Send us your questions. Check out the show notes for this episode. Check out other episodes that we have on crow hunting, turkey hunting, deer hunting, coyote hunting, whatever kind of hunting. We're all over it. So until next time, God bless you guys and go get them in the woods.
Go out there and the fish are where you think they are. Any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.